Manchette, El Binan newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. A new repressive wave in the electronic assault claims 14 martyrs and 450 wounded. Netanyahu links targeting Hezbollah to the return of settlers without elaborating on how. Safiya Deen affirms that the support front for Gaza will be stronger, and everyone awaits Nasrallah's speech. The political editor wrote, "The aftershock of the electronic assault launched by the occupying entity against Lebanon, targeting the resistance environment as civil infrastructure and parts of its military force, show no regard for the rules of war, instead reveling in murder and bloodshed. The second wave targeted wireless communication devices after the previous assault struck paging systems. According to Lebanon's Ministry of Health, the death toll from the second wave has risen to 14 martyrs and 450 wounded, bringing the total number of casualties to around 4,000, including both martyrs and injured. In Lebanon, a powerful display of national solidarity shattered the occupiers' hope of sowing internal division, or creating an anti-resistance sentiment amidst the threats of war. The overwhelming majority stood firmly behind the resistance, deeply appreciating its year-long effort to avoid war and spare Lebanon its bitter consequences, all while bearing the burden of direct attacks on its infrastructure and supporters. This broad mandate effectively authorized the resistance to respond in proportion to the aggression, thus restoring the balance of deterrence. Although a few factions didn't join this mandate, they refrained from echoing the occupiers' incitement, with the Lebanese forces stating that it was time for mourning, not politics. The attempts to provoke the resistance faded into a fringe of mercenaries, no more than a few dozen, funded from abroad and without influence outside social media. In the midst of this national unity, special appreciation was given to the government's stance, especially Prime Minister Najib Mikati and former leader of the Progressive Socialist Party, Walid Jumblat. On the occupying entity's side, its leaders spoke in a tone that demonstrated responsibility for the attack without officially claiming it. Military officials suggested that what has been revealed is only a fraction of their capabilities. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that these actions reflect the commitment to resettle those displaced from northern Palestine, but did not elaborate on how he plans to achieve this when rockets and drones continue to rain down on areas as far as 30 kilometers into the north. Meanwhile, on the resistance front, Hezbollah's Executive Council Chairman, Hashem Safiya Deen, affirmed the steadfastness of the support front, now stronger and more resilient, vowing that the occupier will face retribution for its crimes. As Lebanese, Arabs and the world, along with the leaders of the occupying entity, wait in anticipation, all eyes are on Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah's address at 5 p.m. today.